Today's counteragent program was brought to you by Louisiana Home Builders Incorporated and Agricultural Supplies, located in Vidrine. Call 363-0937 for Manager Eric or any one of their friendly staff at Louisiana Home Builders and Agricultural Supplies.
This is KVPI-FM Ville Platte, streaming live at ClassicHits925.com and on the Classic Hits 92.5 KVPI iPhone and Android phone apps and on the TuneIn app.
Bonjour, mes amis. Bonjour, bonjour. Comment ça va? On est mardi ce matin. OK, je suis moyen perdu ce matin, mais toujours bien. Bienvenue à tous les autres. C'est la tasse de café à ce matin, à ce qu'on a. C'est Mike et Marc avec vous autres ce matin. Ça fait donner les autres un phone call. On aimerait parler avec vous autres pour toutes sortes de bonnes affaires. On aura de l'amour en français. Là, juste quelques secondes là. Ça fait, et n'importe qui vous autres veut parler pour vous connaître. Et nous autres, on est tout le temps. On aime de commencer juste pour dire bonjour. On aime de parler avec vous autres. Ça fait, sera, comme je dis, on sera ici à Scrat Neville. Notre sponsor pour ce matin, c'est Global's Windshield Repair, MedExpress Ambulance Service, BNL Seafood, Rick's RV Sales and Service, Ville Platte Home Health Agency, Maple Avenue Pharmacy, Charles Aguilar Agency, Evangeline Parish Tourism, Crazy Cajun Cafe, Frank Fontenot Meat Market, Evangeline Council on Aging, and LTS Tire and Auto. C'est autres qui fait notre programme possible ce matin. Ça fait, oubliez pas, donnez-nous autres un phone call et de charrer avec vous autres, OK? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to La Tasse de Café with Mike Perrault and Mark Lane with you this morning. Still waiting on Charlie to get well. Actually, we talked to him yesterday, and I talked to him. We visited with him, and he's feeling much better. He's looking good, and he's trying to finish up what the doctor tells him to do, and hopefully he'll be back with us next week if the good Lord's willing. So anyway, like I said, we're going to be here till 9 o'clock, so give us a call. Mark and I would love to hear from you, all right? Mark, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Fatty, tout bon, et vous, Monsieur Mike?
C'est bon, Mark. I got to say it's good. I can't complain. Like I was just saying, I went visit with Charlie yesterday, and Charlie was in a good mood. He was feeling much better, and he's still running some little tests here and there, but he's encouraged, and hopefully he's try to be back next week. If
awesome. Wheeling, so. Very, very good. That's encouraging news. And Charlie, we're continuing to pray for you, buddy. And come on back whenever you're ready.
Absolutely.
T'es paré pour notre mot du jour?
Oui, allons faire la fête, Mark.
Our French word of the day, a whipping snake.
A what?
Have you ever heard of a whipping snake?
I don't know for sure. I don't think I did. A whipping snake.
A whipping snake.
Okay.
There might be another word for that, but that in the book, and I've heard that term before, it's a certain kind of snake. Anyway, in French, c'est un serpent fouetteux. And serpent fouetteux is a whipping snake. So maybe somebody, one of our listeners, can tell us more about this type of snake. But I've heard of this term, and I've never seen this kind of snake, but I've heard a lot about the whipping steak. So maybe somebody can share information about that.
That would be very interesting. I'm hoping maybe Buffy or Mr. Gallo, somebody can call
us. Oh, I promise you, there's a lot of people that know about the whipping snake.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, and I got some other good news, Mike. I had a chance. I got a text message from Bert Miller's wife. Uh-huh. You know, Bert Miller had surgery yesterday. Everything went fine. The surgery was successful, and he's on the mend. He's doing much, much better. So that is great news. So Bert hopefully will be coming back home very, very soon. So continued prayers for our good friend, Mr. Bert Miller in Eunice.
Well, good to hear that, Mark. Yeah, we were praying for Bert, and hopefully everything went well, and evidently it did from what we're hearing, huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to pick up an early morning call, Mark?
Yes, sir.
All right. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Well, Mike, I thought I'd take a jump at this morning. It's what I always heard.
Okay. Go ahead, Brad.
I always heard that the whipping snake is a blue runner.
Now, I've heard of blue runners before.
Well, that's what sometimes I put
And put okay.
You see it in the field, they said, around the turn rows in the grass.
Uh-huh.
On the, the cotton fields or the corn fields.
Yeah.
And if they said, people told me back in my mom and her days, if they'd see one, it would actually whip you. It would, and somebody else is going to call because they're going to hear it, remind them.
Uh-huh.
It take off and it runs on the end of its tail. It comes up the ground, it runs on the end of its tail.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's what I was told. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I understand.
Still be scared. I'd still be running.
I would imagine so.
Mr. Martel there, Select Valmont, I'm very scared of the snake.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not something you want to play with because you don't know which is the good one or the bad one. They're all bad. There you go. That's one way to put it. But don't think
like my late daughter-in-law said, for the thing, she told her kids, she says, the only good snake is a dead one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But God put that on the earth to crawl on your belly like a reptile the rest of your life. They always referred to them like they were the devil.
Oh, yeah, well.
That's why to me it was always evil, the snake.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. Not something you want to mess with. Well, thank you,
Brad. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I had no idea. Maybe someone else could fill us in, but it makes sense. But I did hear
I didn't say I knew the answer. I just said I'd call.
Well, we're going to find out. You better than me.
I remember being told a foot dart is a blue runner.
A blue runner,
They find them in the grass along the old days around the turn rows and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I guess they'd catch little rats or whatever. But if you go mess close to them, they take off after you. They said they'd actually whip you.
Really?
It hit the people with the inner their tail. I hope one of the old fellas that's still around would call and clarify that, because I think that's what it is.
That would be very interesting. I need to read up on that. If someone doesn't call, I might
I know
read
you
up
like that,
that,
Mike. But
I like that. That's good.
I've got to retain some of that information.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for the call, my friend. We enjoyed the conversation. All right, buddy. All right, a whipping snake, Mark. Now we know, huh? Wow.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, instead of biting you, he'd just whip you? I wonder how
that's what
it.
I guess it must be, huh? But I've heard of that term, blue runner, so maybe somebody else can tell us more about that,
Mike. I did, too. Good.
Let's talk about one of our good sponsors, you know, our program, Asmantan, is Sasa Vaed pour le Maple Avenue Pharmacy. Mes amis, spécialement tous vous autres qui restent autour de Eunice, la prochaine fois tu as besoin pour remplir une prescription, viens visiter avec les Vaillants au Monde à le numéro 1 pharmacie et gift shop à Eunice, Maple Avenue Pharmacy and Gifts du West Maple. Pour plus que 50 ans, les citoyens autour de Eunice, après dépendre sur les pharmacies sont enregistrés et les personnels Vaillants, ça peut offrir à vous 3. Pas un, pas deux, mais 3 pharmacies sont enregistrées pour servir vous meilleur. Un 24-hour emergency service, medical equipment, un grand département de cadeaux avec les Tyler Products and Bridal Registry. Et ça vous offre un compound prescription service. Et ça peut délivrer votre médecin à votre home ou votre business. Et ça peut provide immunizations comme les flu shots et tout ça. Online prescription service. Les bons prix bas dessus les médecines. Si tu as pré-gardé pour un nouveau home pour votre pharmacie, ça offre vous un easy prescription transfer service de votre vieux pharmacie. Maple Avenue Pharmacy au 20 lundi au travers de vendredi, retail jusqu'à 5h30. Et sont ouverts les samedis, retail jusqu'à 3h. Et ça fait, sont fermés les dimanches, mais avec un emergency service. Appel 457-5216 Maple Avenue Pharmacy and Gifts sur West Maple à Unis. Appel 457-5216. OK, Mike?
All right, bien merci, Mark. We got another call. Let's see what we got. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Mercy Laguerre. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you, madam?
I'm doing good. You're talking about those Blue Rana. You're talking about the slicks.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were living in Washington, and my brother and them, they'd like to hunt some quail eggs.
Okay.
And they were walking, and one of them, I don't know why he got out, and he had some little snicks, and my brother and them didn't see. But that Blue Rana took out running, and he would run straight up with his head up in the air.
Ooh.
And you talk about can whip somebody.
Really? Oh, wow.
And thank God that we had a dog, they would call him Driver. Driver took that snake, and he just shook him up, and he just tore him up. And if I'm not making a mistake, a Blue Rana, that's not the snake that go and eat eggs.
I wouldn't know. No, Swab is here. He said he doesn't think it's the same one.
It's the same one. No, okay, well, okay. But I'm telling you, a Blue Rana is nothing to play with.
You know, well, yeah. I mean,
any snake is nothing for the play with. Cause and they just whip you just like you should have seen. My brother had scars on his leg. You should have seen that.
Really? Oh, so instead of biting you, they whip you? That's more or less what it is?
Well, thank God.
Wow,
they bite you.
Yeah.
In them time with no doctor, I don't know what would have happened.
Wow, that is something. I never heard of that before.
I heard the guy talking, and what he was saying, he really know what he's talking about.
Well, good to know that. Wow, that's new to me. That is new to me.
I don't want to see one.
I don't want to see any of this for sure.
I know you didn't see it, and pray not to see it. But if you see something with his head up, you better take out running.
Oh, come on. I'm not going hunting no more quail eggs.
I know. So y'all have a blessing day, and I hope Mr. Markenham, the one who's sick,
Mr. Charles,
I hope they get well, and I hear some good news, and may God bless them and their family. Have a blessing day.
Thank you, Miss Mercy. Thank you so much. Okay, Mark. We learned some stuff now. We got another call. You
yes,
want to pick
sir.
It up? All right.
Go
let's
ahead.
See what else we got. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, it's Valmont, yes, sir, Nick.
God, Mr. Valmont, come on, ça va, mon ami.
To my fresh, you're Mr. Correct.
Uh-huh, there you go. It's supposed to be fresh this morning. It's fall weather, huh?
Yeah, but I can't wait for spring and summer to come back. I'm tired of this.
Mais jamais de la vie, il a juste commencé.
Yes. Oh, no, j'aime pas stuff so fresh.
Okay, well, I know some other people like that. I know one sitting right here with me like that. So what's going on this morning? What you going to tell us?
Well, excuse me. I don't know nothing about them snakes talking about, but I do know cottonmouths. That's about the only ones I really know.
Yeah, I heard about them, yeah. I'm like you. I don't know too much about snakes, but I've heard of the cottonmouth. I heard of Blue Runner, but I've never heard about the one Mark was talking about. But to a short band, there's not one that's good, that's for sure.
Yes. One day, me and my wife were going down 13, and I saw a snake going across the highway, so I swerved and I got it, you know. But mm-hmm. One of my brothers had always told me, when you see a snake, run over it if you can.
Uh-huh.
She turned around, she looked at me. You shouldn't have done that. And I said, how come? She said, but that's God's snake. Now, what kind of snake that was, I don't know. She don't know either.
Oh, so y'all didn't stop picking it up, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah, no, I think it was her mama that had told her that.
Oh, well, you never know. Maybe she knows something we don't know.
But that, I got a fond of feeling Miss Mercy Lee knows something about that. Her.
She sounds like she knows something, huh?
Well, I'm telling you, she's almost like Mr. Charlie.
There you go. Knows a little bit of everything, huh? Ah, Valmont, t'es pas un bébé, toi. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling. Mark, you want to do a spot before we pick up another call?
Yes, sir. All right. Let's hear a message from your computer there.
Yeah, we got Global Windshield standing by for us.
Don't put off one more day driving around town with that cracked or chipped windshield. Bring it to the professionals at Global Windshield Repair at 740 South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Come in and visit with Tracy and Chase Phillips today. They want to thank you for your past business. Don't forget they offer leak repairs for just $50. They can pick up and deliver for auto glass replacements. They work with all major insurance companies, and they're certified to work on all of the newest vehicle models. In many cases, they can offer discounts on your insurance deductible. Phone 363-4911 and find out if you're eligible. They offer you more than 25 years of experience, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. They can work on sunroofs and power windows, and they do inspections too. Global Windshield Repair is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Global Windshield Repair at 740 South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-4911.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. And we got another call, buddy.
Go ahead.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Comment ça va, mes amis?
Gah, come on, a whipping snake right there. Comment ça va, monsieur Gallo?
Bien que ça, c'est un cas d'hôpital pas malade ce matin.
The cat now. Allons pas commencer ça.
No hospital.
What's going on? What you going to tell us this morning?
That blue run, moi j'ai déjà vu ça.
Okay.
Dans le club patate.
Uh-huh, m'imagine, yeah, huh?
Il vient beau comme la femme t'a fait dire, c'est ça il fait, il lève son cou. Et j'ai vu M. Bob Brunet, quand il vidé.
Yeah, I knew Bob, yeah.
Et j'ai vu un blue run t'a fait venir après lui. Il avait une chambre dans sa main. Tu sais ce qu'il a fait? Acheté la chambre, on a dit un truc, il a gone les plus rudy bains.
Pas de bêtises.
Chapitre.
Wow.
Là, je me surpris un jour. Un jour, il avait un petit appelé, il a tout dit, tout ma jambe. J'ai attrapé son cou, j'ai cassé son cou.
Bam!
Où j'ai fait ça, il dit, well, à date, tu n'as. Il lâche ma jambe.
Ah
ouais, j'ai cassé son cou.
Oh Lord, moi serais mal pris. I don't know what I'd have done there.
Je suis pas peur d'un serpent. J'ai travaillé dans le clôturier.
Yeah.
Et ça passait d'être ma jambe, mais ça plaît pas mort parce que le courant était trop fort.
Oh really? Okay. Oh Lord. Well.
T'es plus brave que moi.
I'd have to wear some rubber boots.
Get more stay this, away from snakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very interesting, mon ami. Ça, c'est bien intéressant. Get more dire.
Ça passe rapidement. Ça passe entre mes jambes. Ça morde jamais.
So, did you see the snake on his tail chasing? Did you actually see that, Mr.?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. C'est ça, you avec moi.
That's what he did.
Il t'a tout dit. Toute ma jambe à la droite.
Aïe, aïe.
Et quand il a fait ça, je me plié, j'ai cassé son cou.
So you saw him coming at you?
Yeah, I seen him coming at me. But I didn't thought he was going to do me anything, but he didn't bite me. But he wrapped his stuff all around my leg.
Pod bits is.
Il a attrapé son cou, j'ai cassé son cou sec.
Wow.
Well, okay.
You're a brave man.
Come see, Mark, you're braver than me. I don't know what I'd have done. Much out of passage. But I'd have probably run. He'd have fallen off my leg. I'd have run so fast. Peut-être que je comme ça, je connais pas, man. Well, all right. Okay, that's a good story. Bien, merci, mon ami.
So, si tu sors, c'est là, you had mort. Et si tu restes au pied, you had jamais mort.
Really? Okay, well, the good Lord's willing, I will never see one. Thank you, Mr. Guy.
Well, pas faire comme Monsieur Bob Brunet. Il a vu que ça devait l'appeler, après lui, je suis. Il a acheté la chambre, on a arrêté du truck, il est plus revenu back au clos.
Oh, wow. Come on, Bob.
That would be me too.
Je le blâme pas, donc, qu'est-ce que tu dis ça?
Ah, ouais, parce que moi, j'ai pas peur des autres. Il est beau, next door, c'est moi. C'est une maison brique.
Mm-hmm.
Il avait un dans son utility.
Oh, Lord.
Il dit à moi, viens voir, qui tu veux voir? Il dit, il y a un serpent dans les idiots. Il dit, ta femme, un serpent, mon vœu. Et si là, ça c'est un mangeur de œufs. Si là.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, those I've seen too. And every now and then I catch a little small one or something that's going around. I catch him by the tail and I'll throw him or I'll kill him because the wife's scared of him. She wants me to kill him. But anything bigger than my big finger there, I'm not going to mess with it. So, to you and
me.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Gallo, bien merci. We enjoyed the conversation, my friend. Yes, sir. I visited with him yesterday. He's doing good, and he's hoping to be back maybe next week. We'll see what happens. We'll see what the doctor tells him.
Well, we'll see. Bonjour.
Well, he asked about you yesterday. He asked if you had called. I said, yeah, you'd call and check on him. So he was glad to know that.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, mon ami, bien merci.
Y'all keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All okay, right, thank you, Mr. Gallo. Let's take a break, and we'll wait for some more phone calls to KVPI. Let's talk about LTS Tire and Auto. LTS Tire and Auto in Eunice now has new wheel alignment equipment to better serve you, and they're offering a free alignment check with the purchase of a set of tires. LTS Tire and Auto offers a big selection of tires and wheels. They do brake jobs. They do shocks and struts, air conditioner service, batteries, flat repairs, and tire sensor repairs, too. They offer you factory-trained technicians, 12 months interest-free financing, and they offer road service as well. Give them a call today, 337-466-3773. That's LTS Tire and Auto at the corner of Highway 190 and 9th Street in Eunice. Okay, Mike?
All right, buddy, let's pick up another call. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yeah, this is Stephen Ball.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question. What year the old Vilplatte Hospital was built on Main Street?
When it was built? I would probably say, what, Swabby? 30s, 40s? I really don't know. 30s. And it probably closed in the 70s, that's what I'm guessing, more or less. You know, but
later than that.
Later than that, you think it closed? Well, I know the doctor's office. One doctor office stayed open, but the hospital itself, I think, moved to the inner town.
It was closed when Dr. Charles left.
That's what I'm saying. His office stayed there for a long time. But the hospital itself had moved on before that.
I mean, when they built a new hospital, the hospital itself closed down. But when Dr. Charles himself left, that's when they closed down the hospital.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Stephen.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what year it opened. I really don't know. Maybe someone can call us and tell us that. How about that?
Yeah,
I was just wondering when they built the hospital itself. Yeah, it started off as Ottawa Sanitarium. It started off as just a residence. Started off that way. Then all of a sudden, then they kind of added on as time went on. So, yeah.
Had the pharmacy there for years and years.
Yep, sure did. Sure did.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, BMSC, thank you, my friend. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Okay. 363-2124. The phone lines are open again. As we mentioned yesterday, Mike, two items that I'd like our listeners to maybe share their memories of MAMU Veterans Day events, the parade and the political speaking and the carnival, the fair that went on for years and years in MAMU, and maybe your memories of the Swine Festival. The Swine Festival in Basile is taking place this weekend. So if you remember swine festivals of long ago, give us a call here at KVPI and talk with Mike and I.
I'd like that. You know, Suave, we talked yesterday, Mark and I, about some nurses here. I remember Jean Sons, and I was trying to think of the other one, and Larry Doucette stopped me yesterday. It's Swab's nursery. Remember that Swab's nursery right there?
Yeah.
That's the one. I couldn't think of it. He was a pastor, I believe it. He retired.
Yeah,
he did
Schwab.
That.
He was
Schwab.
A Baptist preacher.
That's what he was. I couldn't think of his
Schwab.
Name. Schwab. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Schwab.
Anyway, that's the
Schwab.
Name I was thinking of.
Not Swab as in Swabby,
no.
But Schwab.
Yeah, not swamping with Swab. is planning with Schwab.
He wasn't related to me at
all. No, he was a Baptist minister. I remember him.
All right. Well, that's the one I was trying to think of. Let's see. We got another call, Mark. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Well, look who's there. Good morning. How are you, Miss Penny?
Oh, c'est va magnifique. And you?
We good. We got Mr. Swabby sitting in with us this morning, kind of just checking us out here, just kind of keeping us under control the best he can.
Hi, Swabby.
Hi, Miss Penny. Thank you for the card that you sent me.
He said thank you for the card you sent him. I don't know if you could hear him, but he appreciates that.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling better, and what a great message you gave everyone about being careful about, you know, your medications. I've had some allergic reactions, and it can be so scary, you know. So,
mm-hmm. I agree with
you're
that.
You're all right, and it was absolutely a good message for everyone. to really be careful. They, you know, they're starting to pass out pharmaceuticals like it's Halloween candy. I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, you're so right, huh? You're right.
Well, listen, one of the reasons I wanted to call today, I'm going to do second, but first of all, whoo, those are some creepy snake stories.
Oh, Mark started something this morning. Let me tell you, I got the chills now. I'm going to have to put my rubber boots on, I think, my waders on.
His own, right?
That's right.
Now, do y'all know what today is?
Today?
All Souls Day.
Oh, what? All Souls Day? That's what Swabby says, is that right?
Oh, I thought you said Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday, I think. So,
yeah.
But today is Mr. Floyd Swallow's birthday. So I want to wish Mr. Floyd a bon fête and many, many more. It says that he was born in 1938.
Well, look out now. Come on, Floyd. We didn't know that. You know what? I should have talked to the mayor. We could have closed down the city and celebrated. You never knew that, huh? Well, happy birthday to Floyd. Thank
I bet
you.
He's listening in.
I'm
right
sure
now.
He's listening. Sure. We're good.
Well, he's done more to promote Cajun music and to preserve it and to let the whole world share in the good music that you have down there. So I just especially wanted to wish him a bon fête and let him know that we really enjoy listening to him on Wednesday and his jokes. Sometimes I can understand them, not always, but when I can, I just really feel like I've learned something, and it's always a good thing to share on Latasha's good news, too.
It is, absolutely. We enjoy them all the time, too. Well, I didn't know it was his birthday. Well, I'm like you, they happy birthday to Mr. Floyd.
Well, it's a fine day here at Fort Penelope. It is 30 degrees, so the weather has still been good. We're getting up some warm days, like 50, 55 degrees, so can't complain. Most of the snow is melted off the mountains, so we could really use a good snowfall.
Wow.
It doesn't all come at one time, but I'll get off the air, let somebody else call, and I hope Mr. Floyd has lots of cake and good wishes, and watch out for those free birthday drinks.
Well, I'm sure he's listening, and I'm sure he appreciates that, Miss Penny, and we appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Oh, you betcha. Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, Mark, before we pick up, you want to hear say something?
Let's talk about Crazy Cajun Cafe in Big Mamou, a special invitation from Don and Judy at Crazy Cajun in Mamou to come by and enjoy a delicious meal. They're your number one choice in Cajun home-style meals. They're open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, offering you a complete breakfast every morning from 7 to 10, and their lunch menu includes daily plate lunches and daily specials. For example, the Tuesday special, today's special at Crazy Cajun, you can enjoy two Cajun shrimp tacos with the tortilla chips and the salsa. Every Wednesday, you can enjoy their popular baked pork ribs, and every Friday, they're offering shrimp etouffee topped with fried fish. Call in your orders early because they sell out early. Call 468-2552. They offer you po' boys, seafood, gumbo, delicious all-beef hamburgers, salads, and outstanding hamburger steaks. More and more people are enjoying a delicious meal at Crazy Cajun Cafe. Come meet the friendly staff and dine out in a relaxed atmosphere. And don't forget, on Mondays, they offer delicious meatballs, too, along with two sides, also chicken and sausage gumbo. And as we mentioned, the Wednesday is their famous ribs, and on Friday, their shrimp etouffee at Crazy Cajun Cafe. Come in and visit with Don and Judy today, and or you can call them at 468-2552 and tell them you heard this message on La Tosta Cafe.
All right, bien merci, Mark, and let's pick up another call. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, Mike et Mark. Comment ça va?
Miss Marianne, comment ça va?
C'est fraîche.
C'est fraîche, c'est juste bon, hein?
Tu peux dire ça, c'est pas glacé, c'est all right.
All right, that's a girl. What's going on this morning?
Well, y'all were talking about snakes.
Oh, yes.
Kind of snakes.
Go ahead. Tell us about
it. I had one that came into my house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I guess it was about 2 feet long.
Uh-huh.
Big like your little finger, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, me, I'm very, I'm kind of like you, that if I see a snake, I'll run away. And my youngest daughter was home at the time and all this. Then, it went into the hallway. I said, buddy, you ain't going to get into my bedrooms to hide in a drawer or in the bed or anything. Because it was so small that it wouldn't have taken a big place to hide. Well, I was using my daughter's phone in her room, and I saw it in the hallway. I had a little tiny table, and it was right behind the little table. Well, I had the phone in the hand, so my mother was still living at the time. I called her, and I said, come with a flashlight, and come now. She says, what's the matter? I said, I'll tell you when you come in. So she did. And I said, you get at that end of the hallway and roll that flashlight towards me. So I knew that light, it blinds them. And it kind of snake that, it blinds them.
Okay.
I put the flashlight, this was not at night, this was late afternoon. I flash the lights into the eyes, and I still had the phone. I called my son that lived about a mile away at the time, and he came. He had some of those big work boots.
Right.
I say, you see that little snake right there? I said, you better kill it for me. So he went with his boots, stepped on it, and he did kill it. And we didn't know what kind it was. We brought it to Dr. Holmes, the veterinarian at the time. He was still here. And I said, tell us what kind of snake this is. He says, I have no idea. I said, veterinarian that don't know what kind of snake? Well, it went like that. He went to UL, and he had a friend working over there, and he asked him, he says, what kind of snake is this? Well, they looked it up, and they found out, and he came back, and I happened to go to his office a few weeks later, and I saw a little snake in a jar of, I don't know if it was not vinegar or anything else, whatever they keep them in.
Alcohol problem.
Preserve them. And he says, well, that's your snake. I said, I don't want it. He says, take it home. I said, no, you keep it right there. I said, did you all ever find out what kind of snake is it? He says, yeah, it's a corn snake.
A what?
I had never heard of a corn snake.
Corn, C-O-R-N?
That's what I took it for.
Yeah, okay.
I said, I've never seen that in, let's say, a cornfield or you know, a stack of corn, like in the old times you'd put stacks in the corn and all this. But that was the one and only time for that one.
Oh, that was enough, huh?
That was more than enough. And then before that, years before that, I was living in the other house, and I had a little back porch, and it was screened, and I opened the door from the kitchen to the porch. I saw this long thing sprawled onto the floor. I closed the door real slow, not to scare it, and I said, buddy, you ain't coming into my house. I had to go out the front door, go around, go to the woodshed, and get I got a shovel and a hoe. And I hit it with the hoe, brought it outside. Then I took the shovel and I just cut it up in millions of pieces. That's my two worst encounters. And I hope I never have one again.
Well, I don't blame you.
I don't wish this on anybody.
There you go.
It is frightening, and you never know. If you don't know snakes, you'll never know what kind, if they're good or not.
That's the whole thing. You don't know, so.
That's the main thing. You just don't touch them.
That's right.
See a little grass snake in the yard that's a foot long. I'm running away from it.
Me too.
There you go. All right, Miss Mary.
All right, but y'all have a good day then.
Thank you very much. You know, Mark, we encountered the same thing at the house one day. I went to the hallway, and that was something rolled up. When I put the light on, something big rolled up. The first thing I thought of was a snake. I wasn't sure. So I walked back in the living room, and Gwen always has a little blanket she covers. So I grabbed that blanket off of her, and I went and I threw it over it. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "Go to the." I said, "Go get me a broom, or better than that, go to the shed and get my shovel." A shovel for what? Then she panicked. What, a snake? I said, "Go get me something." Ah, she didn't even want to come by me by that door. So finally, she slipped by. She got me a broom. She wasn't going to the shed, So she came and I had the blanket on top of it. So I just tried to hit it with the broom. So I stumped and I stumped and I stumped with my foot till I finally killed it. But it was probably 2.5-3 feet long. I guess it came from that. I don't know, air conditioning unit. I don't know where. I've never had another one, but she freaked out for a week. She was scared all night long. And I don't blame her.
Have you ever had a snake where you couldn't find him? That you saw him in your house, but you couldn't kill him? And then, would you be able to sleep that night?
Oh, no, probably not. I don't know. I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, that would be something.
I got a story. Judge Donnie Loney, he was my neighbor in Shady Acres. And I majored in zoology, so I knew a lot about snakes. So he comes get me, Suave, come identify the snake. And I said, "Well, what does it look like?" Blah blah blah. Well, I went, and it was in his house, and it got in his cabinets. And he was trying to find it. He had a .22 rifle. And whenever he'd see it, he'd shoot at it.
Oh, my goodness.
In his house.
Oh, my goodness.
And the floor of it all full of bullet holes. And then he kept describing it. And anyway, we fought with that, trying to find the snake, moving the furniture and everything, the ice box and the everything. Every time, now and then, we'd see a glimpse of him.
Mm-hmm.
So then... Well, we had a few refreshments while doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed up
Let's
till
celebrate.
3 o'clock
Let's
in
celebrate.
The morning looking for that snake. Finally, I said, "Donnie, I'm going to bed. I'm leaving." So about 6 o'clock that morning, he calls me. "I got him. I got him. So come see." Well, I went to see, and he had bashed the head on that snake so bad it's hard to identify.
Couldn't identify, yeah.
But it looked like it was a hog nose, and a hog nose is a non-poisonous snake, but it looks like a cobra.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Because it flares out its head.
Uh-huh.
I don't see many of those. I've seen maybe two in my life. But that's one of the... their defense mechanisms is they flare out like a cobra and they scare off the other snakes and other animals that may, that might want to eat them.
Yeah.
Are they big snakes?
They can be big, but most of the time they're about 3 feet long and they curl up like a rattlesnake and their head swells up like a cobra. And you think it's a cobra, but there's no cobras in North America,
mm-hmm.
not that I know of. But anyway, that's what it was. But he got the snake, and they had to redo their floor.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break, Mike, and we're going to pick up some more phone calls
Absolutely, Mark. This is something up from MedExpress Ambulance.
MedExpress Ambulance Service is now serving residents in the Ville Platte area with state-of-the-art care. You're invited to join their free VIP membership program. You can save up to 30% off of ambulance transport fees for services not covered by your health insurance plan, and up to 30% off any wheelchair transportation fees with MedTrans. And you can take up to 1 year to pay for any out-of-pocket expenses with no interest charges. MedExpress Ambulance Service, proud to serve the residents of Ville Platte with top-quality emergency and non-emergency transportation. An additional ambulance station in Ville Platte provides more immediate critical resources when there are multiple requests for ambulances and to support public safety. Police and fire services at no cost to the city of Ville Platte. MedExpress Ambulance Service, a legacy of innovation and EMS. That's MedExpress Ambulance Service.
All right, Ben Massey, before we pick up the next call, y'all hang on a minute. Mark has something for us.
Yes, sir, Mike. We'll pick up your phone calls, hopefully not about snakes. We'll talk about Frank Fontenot Meat Market and Sausage Kitchen, a proud sponsor of KVPI and La Tosse. Listen, folks, if you got the envie for some boudin or smoked to perfection and perfectly seasoned sausages, you need to go to your number one stop, Frank Fontenot Meat Market and Sausage Kitchen at 401 Southeast Railroad Avenue in Ville Platte. They grind their meat fresh meat every day, and they offer the finest boneless 7 steaks that make beautiful gravies. Frank Fontenot Meat Market and Sausage Kitchen offers a fresh chicken, gizzards, and liver. And give them a call today, 363-3629, to place your order. Frank Fontenot and Meat Market and Sausage Kitchen, your one-stop meat shop. They're located at 401 Southeast Railroad Avenue here in Ville Platte.
All right, Ben Massey, Mark, we're going to pick up another call. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, ça c'est Jean-Yves de Châtaignan.
Well, comment ça va, Monsieur Jean-Yves?
Mais ça va, je vous le montre bien avec vous autres.
Mais elle a pris le chasseur de 7 points ce matin.
Mais c'est ça, ça je vous attends avec, là. Mais ça va appeler.
OK.
Blue Runners m'a couru, moi, déjà, quand j'étais jeune.
Un Blue Runner t'a couru, toi?
Un Blue Runner, un serpent, un fouetteur.
OK, wow.
He chased
mais,
him.
Moi, c'est un cheval.
Ah, pas de bêtises.
C'est pique derrière le serpent, là. C'est pique, là, tantôt, il s'est levé en bout de sa queue. Quand il s'est levé en bout de sa queue, c'est là, c'est le vieux cheval, là. C'est jamais le guetté back en arrière comme on loin était des autres.
Wow. Ça fait, ça va aussi vite que ça, c'est Blue Run?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
sir.
That's
amazing.
C'est vu mon poupaf, hein. Il tapait fait de la barrière.
Mm-hmm.
Et il a joué avec un. Un Blue Runner.
Uh-huh.
Et il l'a fait fâcher. Il a piquenoché. Mon papa avait pas peur de ça. Uh-huh. Il a piquenoché avec son matou jusqu'à le serpent. Il a monté dessus sa queue comme ça. Uh-huh. Il a levé sa tête. Quand il a levé sa tête, il a pété un coup de matou sur la tête. Il a cassé son cou.
Wow. Comment tu crois? Oh, Lord.
Il était un plus brave que monstre.
Mon man, ça que mon Dieu. I had no idea them things would do that. You know, when you were talking...
Yes,
when you talk, Swab,
I seen for my own self.
Wow. When Swab...
that told me that. I seen that.
Really?
When
Swab was talking about a snake getting up like a cobra, that's kind of what I was thinking of when y'all were talking about that snake. They're kind of like a cobra, but it's a completely different story. But Lord, there.
A cobra, him, when he get mad, his head get flat.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, but...
Okay, that's what I want to tell you about the snake.
All right, thank you. I'm going to get Mark some water, okay?
Yes.
All right, you'll have a good day.
All right.
Let's change Mark. The subject, folks. Please.
You started something, Mark.
Oh, I know. Let's talk about another one of our good sponsors right now, Mark.
All right, something from B&L Seafood and Grandmamu.
Be sure to visit your number one fish and seafood market in our area. B&L Seafood in Mamou, where you're going to find live crabs at $12 a dozen, snow crab clusters $17.99 a pound, live turtle $5.99 a pound, clean turtle meat $14.99 a pound, boiled shrimp $11.99 a pound, fresh spotted catfish, live and boiled crawfish coming soon. You'll also find oysters 32-pound sack $49.99. Check out their specialty items, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers, catfish gravy pack, shrimp kebabs, fresh pan-sized catfish, and more. Fresh shucked oysters, $14.99 for the 10-ounce container. Oysters by the half gallon, $35.99. And be sure to place your Thanksgiving orders early. Call 468-3117. Open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Visit with Logan and the friendly folks at B&L Seafood, 151 South Street in Mamou.
All right, Ben Massey, we got about 13 minutes left in our program. We still have time for a couple of more calls. Mark, you got something for us?
Yes, sir. While we wait for another phone call, Mike, let's talk about Charles Aguillard Insurance Agency. In Eunice, your full-service independent insurance agency serving the Acadiana area for more than 50 years. No ducks, No gecko. How do you say gecko in French?
I don't know.
I have no idea either. And no flying pigs, just real insurance agents for real insurance solutions. The Charles Aguilar Insurance Agency, located on East Laurel in Eunice. Give them a call today at 457-5231 for all of your insurance needs for your home, your car, ATV, recreational vehicle, business insurance, commercial insurance. But that's not all. The folks at Charles Aguilar Insurance Agency offers insurance for health insurance, Medicare supplements, and workers' comp plans, too. That's the Charles Aguilar Insurance Agency, located at 1241 East Laurel in Eunice. And after all, don't forget, it's your money. C'est ton argent at Charles Aguilar Insurance. Mike?
I got something here. We're going to change the subject from snakes, Mark.
Thank you.
This is right up Swabie's alley. In 1964, Swabie, do you remember a band called the Blazers?
Yes.
Charles Knighton was in there, Jerry Neil Ordway, Glenn Reed, Bill Bakke, Michael Alexandria, Peter Savoy, and Kermit Miller was the manager. You remember them, Swabie?
I remember them very well. Jerry Neil was the drummer.
Jerry Neal sitting right here in the drums, exactly right.
Is that the same Jerry Neal that was a coach at the academy that's when I him. Went to school?
Yeah.
Wow.
The lead singer was Peter Savoy. Peter was the lead singer and the lead guitar player.
Okay.
And then they had Bill Bakke and Jerry, both brothers. Mm-hmm. Bill was a very good guitar player. He could play anything.
No, that's the picture they're showing
right there. Yeah, they played for school functions. They played at the Teenage Center.
Did they record any records?
No, not that I know of.
That's what I was going to ask you. So they played more or less school functions and stuff like that?
They were all from Sacred Heart. They made a little band, and they'd play school functions and stuff like that. But I don't think they made a record. Jerry Neal could tell you whether or not, because Jerry went on and played drums a lot for different people.
Yeah.
So was Gilroy in there?
Yeah, that's the picture right there.
Gilroy would know.
I didn't see Gilroy in there, though.
No, he might have known, but he played with the Diamonds.
Jerry Neal's sister, Phyllis, is my next-door neighbor, by the way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but anyway, I didn't know that. I ran across that, and I said, well, that would be something you or Camille or something would know.
Yeah, the Blazers. Well, you remember that? The Blazers, they wore a maroon blazer.
That's what they had there. Absolutely. How about that?
They were pretty good. They had a pretty good little band.
And that was the thing in those days. We had little local bands that didn't go far, but they played for the sock hop and little things like that. So evidently that was, I never heard of them. I didn't know about that, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. How about that? All right, Mark, you got something for us, or will you tell me? I got something right here from Rick's RV.
Cajuns love their camping. Rick's RV in Ville Platte is where Cajuns go to get a great deal on a new camper and the best service around. Montana, Flagstaff, Cherokee, Rick's RV in Ville Platte has what you're looking for. You can see all their inventory with pictures and prices at ricksrvsales.com. Shop from home in your underwear if you like. Family operated since 1986, a small town dealership with big time savings on Keystone and Forest River. Rick's RV Sales, located at 1571 East Main Street in Ville Platte.
Rick's RV Sales, located at 1571 East Main in Ville Platte, is your local RV sales and service shop, a family run business since 1986. Gabe, Tyler, and their experienced staff will assist you in making the best choice for you and your family. Visit Rick's RV at 1571 East Main in Ville Platte or check out their webpage at ricksrvsales.com to view their current inventory.
All right, Ben, I see Mark. Let's pick up another call. And bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
My name is Patrick Duplichan.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Well, good morning to y'all.
What's going on? What you going to tell us, my friend?
Well, y'all talking about snakes, and I had a little story.
Well, let's hear it.
This past week, I was taking the trash out of the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
To put them in the outdoor cans, and I step on the carport, and there's a little cat we have outside that we feed, and I was going to give him treats, which the cat's always ready for the minute he hears the door.
Right, absolutely.
This particular time, I opened the door with the trash going to the outside cans. The cat didn't run to me. He'd look at me, wanted to take a step, but his eyes were facing towards the outside cans.
Uh-huh.
I called him, and he didn't come, and the more I looked in the corner, there was a water moccasin that that cat was eyeing right where I was going to put the trash in.
Oh, my goodness.
So he kind of warned you then.
He sure did. If something caught his eye, and it made me think to go and look. Uh-huh. And naturally, I grabbed something, and I took care of the snake. But I was always told that a moccasin has a strong smell. And this one, when I did kill it, I'm telling you, it had a nasty smell.
Really? Okay.
Yes. They always say if they're threatened or if you kill them, there's an odor.
Well, Suave is right here with us. He's telling us exactly what you're saying. They got an odor to them. That's right.
They sure do.
Wow.
And at the end of the thing, the cat had plenty of treats, I can tell you.
I'll tell you what, I'd have sure adopted that cat. And you know, had it been a little dog, he'd have probably been barking, but the cat doesn't bark, so he was just staring, huh?
That's right.
You had to read his eyes.
Tearing each other down.
There you go.
They had kittens, and there was a couple of kittens in that area. And I'm sure that snake, I'm guessing, was going after those kittens.
More than likely, yeah. It sounds like that's what would have happened. Yeah. Wow. Well, Patrick, thank you so much. We enjoyed the conversation. Call us again, okay?
We love the show. Thank you all.
Thank you for
calling. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from, Pat?
Doral.
Doral, all
Doral,
right.
Doral, all
good,
right.
Good, good. We got one of our DJs that's originally from Doral, Ray Duplechin.
Well, I'm a Duplechin, but we're on a different branch. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, well, yeah.
Do you know Rob Duplechin and Clanny?
Yeah, I know Rob, yes.
Uh-huh. All right.
There you go. Well, all right, my friend. BMS in. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate you listening to us.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Mark, how about that?
Yes, sir. Let's talk about Evangelin Council on Aging that's been serving the 60 and over population of Evangelin Parish since the early 70s. And right now, Evangelin Council on Aging has several job opportunities. Positions available include senior center coordinator, full-time position, transportation drivers, meal delivery, and sitters. Please call this phone number for more information on those job availabilities, 337-766-0060. You must apply in person at 1012 North Reed Street in Ville Platte. All positions require pre-employment drug screening, background check, and driving record check. Evangelin Council on Aging is an equal opportunity employer, and they have upgraded their phone system. If you need to get in touch with the Council on Aging, their new local number, 337-766-0060. And for their transit service, for their transportation service, it's 337-766-0176. Providing services to those age 60 and over, including meals, transportation, homemaker, respite and sitter, and telephoning service as well through Evangelin Council on Aging. Mike?
All right, BMSC Mark, and we got another call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Mike.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va aujourd'hui ce matin?
Who's speaking this morning?
Interview pas non.
Ça c'est Ernest Frank?
Mais ouais.
Ah, I thought I recognized you. Bonjour, Ernest. Comment ça va?
Ouais, ça va,
you got some satpons at your house, Ernest?
Nah, I killed five this year.
Ooh. Five this year?
Yeah, the most chicken snake, whatever you call that, egg eater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my neighbor was screaming one day. He was riding a tree. I took my shovel, I cut his neck. I picked him up. He was taller than me.
Hot bitches.
Yeah, cool. And back in the day when I was young, was picking some, pulling some crawfish or water in a rice field.
Uh-huh.
You don't think a water mouth snake got in my boot?
You're not serious.
Boot. Yes, sir. I started hollering and screaming. My brother and them came. My uncle came. They pulled me. The boot stayed in the water.
Oh, Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, big old water mouth got in my boot, y'all. Oh,
that's not good, Ernest.
No. Lord.
Well,
he didn't bite me, though. Thank God.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I guess goodness. So. Your foot didn't stay in that boot long enough for him to bite you.
That's it.
Oh, all right, Ernest. Thank you so much. We enjoyed that little story. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You take care
y'all
of my
friend. Y'all have a good day.
All right, boy. Thanks for listening, okay?
I got one more
from Evangeline Parish Tourism from Miss Elizabeth West.
Salute our veterans this Saturday, November 6th, at Mamu's Veterans Day Parade down 6th Street, beginning at 11 a.m. Then head to the American Legion Hall in Mamu, located on Main Street, for a gathering to honor our veterans. Be sure to wish a United States veteran a happy Veterans Day on November 11th. And don't miss the Louisiana Swine Festival, Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 7th. Bring the family out to the Basiltown Park to enjoy the live music from local artists, good food, carnival rides, and more. For more info, visit the Louisiana Swine Festival Facebook page or stop by our office located at 306 West Main Street, Ville Platte, for a copy of this year's list of events. For more on tourism, contact me, Elizabeth West, at 337-492-0615, or visit EvangelineParishTourism.org or LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Elizabeth West. And Mark, you got something for us?
Yes, sir. Ville Platte Home Health Agency. It's all about helping people. The local professionals work together every day to deliver the high-quality care you need. If you or someone you love is recovering at home, you want a skilled medical team that will treat you or your loved one with compassion, respect, and dignity. There's no place like home for rest and comfort, and that is especially true when you're managing the challenges of a chronic disease or recovering from an illness or injury. At Ville Platte Home Health Agency, you can trust that the treatment plan prescribed by your doctor will be followed thoroughly as they help you regain your strength, your health, and your independence. The local healthcare professionals at Ville Platte Home Health work together every day to deliver the high-quality care you need. They hold a 4.5-star rating in patient care quality, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Contact Ms. Betsy Fontenot or Ms. Mabel Foreman and the friendly medical professionals at Ville Platte Home Health, 735 West Main. Call 363-9442. Remember, at Ville Platte Home Health, they bring healing home.
All right, Mark, we're about out of time. You got something for us, or does that conclude our program?
Said too.
All right, Ben Massey, to the Resort. Thank you all for listening to us this morning. We enjoyed having you. We enjoyed the conversation. We enjoyed the phone calls and everything, and we invite you to be back tomorrow morning with us. And La Tasse de Café, Ben Massey, to the Resort. And I want to thank our sponsors, which is Global Windshield Repairs, Med Express Ambulance Service, B&L Seafood, Rick's RV, Ville Platte Home Health, Maple Avenue Pharmacy, Charles Aguilord Agency, Evangeline Parish Tourism, Crazy Cajun Cafe, Frank Fontenot Meat Market, Evangeline Council on Aging, and LTS Tires and Auto. That's the ones that made our program possible for us this morning. We thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you join us again tomorrow. BMIC.
Spell it out for you? KVPI-FM Ville Platte.
It's my music. It's my station.
It's how we spell classic hits. Acadiana's greatest hits. Classic hits 92.5 KVPI.